Now I'll show you how to use System Access to connect to a remote machine that's running JAWS for Windows. I'll use my secondary machine for this demonstration. So to begin, I'll bring up the System Access menu with modifier F.
System Access menu, start Freedom Box browser, F.
And I'll move to Remote Control Another Computer, starting from the bottom of the menu, by pressing up arrow.
Shut down System Access modifier F4, Help and Tutorial submenu, submit a program that works well with System Access to the Freedom Box network, create a U3 key to Freedom, Remote Control Another Computer, C.
There it is, so I'll press enter.
Menu Remote Control, choose a computer, secondary machine, link.
That's the one, so I'll press enter again.
Remote control my home computer. Disable visual output for this session. Check box, not checked.
I do want to disable visual output, so I'll check that box.
Checked.
And tab.
Start session, button.
That's what I want to do, so I'll press space.
Connecting. Please wait, JAWS 7.10 is active. Remote session.
Now we're connected, and System Access told us that JAWS 7.1 is active on the remote machine. So let's bring up the start menu.
Start menu, Internet 1 of 8.
And we hear the speech from JAWS remotely. System Access has stepped aside, and we won't hear from it again until we decide to end the session. So I'm just going to down arrow a few times.
Email 2 of 8 E. Mozilla Firefox 3 of 8 M.
And so on. I'll close that menu by pressing Alt.
Leaving menus, start button.
And minimize to the desktop with Windows key plus M.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list views.
Now let's suppose that I want to edit the JAWS script for Windows Explorer, if any. So I'll bring up the Run JAWS Manager dialog with Insert F2.
Run JAWS Manager dialog, list box, adjust rail options, 1 to 14.
And to move to Script Manager, I'll press S.
S, Script Manager.
And press Enter.
Enter, folder view list view, scan gear toolbox 3.0, 23 of 27, JAWS Script Manager dash left bracket Windows OS.JSS right bracket Windows OS.JSS, edit.
Here we are in the Script Manager, and I can press Windows key plus up arrow to read the current line.
Blank.
It's blank. Let's try pressing down arrow.
Blank.
Apparently, there's no script here. And as you noticed, we heard a system sound, namely the default Windows ding, when I pressed down arrow. So you'll also get system sounds remotely. Note that when a system sound plays on the remote machine, you'll hear it on your end using whatever sound scheme is active on the computer that you're sitting in front of. So you might like that. Now I'm going to close the Script Manager with Alt F4.
Alt F4.
And that's it for this session. So to open the remote control menu, I'll press Modifier Shift Escape.
System Access menu, enable visual output, V.
Now System Access has popped back up, and we're hearing Neo speech again. Now I'll down arrow to close session.
Minimize session, M. Close session, C.
There it is, so I'll press Enter. And that's how easy it is to remotely access a machine running JAWS for Windows with System Access. It's just as easy to remotely access a machine running WindowEyes. To demonstrate this, I'll again connect to my secondary machine, which is now running the new WindowEyes 6.0 public beta. I'll open the System Access menu again by pressing modifier F.
System Access menu, start Freedom Box browser, F.
And this time, I'll use the in-menu shortcut key C to bring up Remote Control Another Computer.
Menu Remote Control. Choose a computer. Secondary machine. Link.
That's it, so I'll hit Enter.
Remote Control My Home Computer. Disable visual output for this session. Check box. Not checked.
I'll again check this box.
Checked.
And tab.
Start session. Button.
And press space.
Connecting. Please wait. WindowEyes 6.0 Beta 1 is active. Remote session.
System Access again told us what screen reader and what version of that screen reader is active remotely. I'll again bring up the start menu.
Desktop. Start menu.
And down arrow a few times.
Internet I. Email E. Mozilla Firefox M.
You get the idea. I'll close that by pressing Alt.
Start. Button.
And I can bring up the WindowEyes control panel by pressing Control Backslash.
WindowEyes Active Explorer 0.000 Associated Explorer 0.000.
And I'll pull down the screen menu as an example by pressing Alt S.
S. Voice on V.
And down arrow.
Rate 30R. Pitch 3P.
You get the idea, so I'll close the menu by pressing Alt.
Menu closed.
Now I'm done using WindowEyes on this machine. So I'll again close the session by bringing up the remote control menu with modifier shift escape.
System Access menu, enable visual output, V.
And this time I'll press C to choose closed session.
Desktop list WavePad.
10 of 15.
So as you can see, it's also very easy to use WindowEyes remotely with System Access.